This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 7:15. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn. And now, do we know how many foreign nationals are working in Malaysia? And why is it important to get a proper handle on these numbers? So yesterday at the Malaysia Economic Summit, economist Professor Dr. Jomo Kwame Sundram pointed out that Malaysia's data on labour and foreign workers is misleading, arguing that there is a disparity between what the country's statistics are and what telco estimates are. So telcos estimate that there are around 6.7 million foreign workers. Malaysia's labour data, meanwhile, say that foreign workers only make up 2.2 million of the 15 million people in the country's labour force, which would mean about two-thirds of foreign workers are unaccounted for. So he is likely referring to estimates that were made in 2014 by then HR Minister Datuk Richard Riot, who said there were about 6.7 million foreign workers in Malaysia, more than half of them without permits. And Jomo added that it is important for the government to recognise the presence of foreign workers, to grasp the serious issues regarding their contribution and the implications on the economy. And that really is what we want to explore now, this disparity in the numbers, what it means, why it matters. Let us know your thoughts. In the meantime, joining us is Dr. Nias Asadullah, Southeast Asia Lead at the Global Labour Organization and Professor of Economics at Monash University, Malaysia. Prof, thanks for joining us. So let's start with that disparity between the official stats for migrant workers and the estimates of telco companies, which seems to indicate that two-thirds of foreign workers were not recorded. What do you make of this?
The discrepancy or the disagreement over official statistics on foreign workers in Malaysia is nothing new. For a long time, we have known that government data does not reflect the reality. We have been told that foreign workers account for only 15% of our workforce based on official data. But this seems very low if we are to benchmark regionally. Take, for instance, the case of Singapore, where foreigners account for one-third of their entire workforce. So this is twice the share in Malaysia's labor force of foreign workers based on government data. And it seems at the same time that there is little agreement among scholars and professionals and other government agencies over the exact estimate of undocumented foreign workers based on records from the Immigration Department. We have an estimate of only 500,000 undocumented workers. At the same time, if we take into account figures from Malaysian Employers Federation, this number is as high as 1.7 million. And let's not forget that 5 years ago, the Ministry of Home Affairs caused a huge controversy by reporting that four out of every 10 foreign workers in Malaysia are irregular. So in a way, the telco company's estimates have only revived a very old debate.
Can you give us an overview of how foreign labour statistics are actually collected and measured?
Well, currently counting foreign workers in Malaysia is a challenge, given our governance structure and fragmented system of data collection within the government. If you think about it, there are multiple sources for labor statistics. But in practice, the primary source is the Department of Statistics Malaysia, which uses data from labor force surveys that the government conducts. And this is used to calculate total number of people in the labor force, including foreign workers. Now, at the same time, there are administrative sources for data on foreign workers from the Ministry of Home Affairs, because they issue foreign worker quota. At the same time, Department of Immigration also has administrative data on the work visa and entry and exit at the airport. So these are, again, alternative source for data. But in practice, the government uses DOSOM's labor force survey data. Now, the trouble is that this data set has a shortcoming. It doesn't capture for instance, construction workers or plantation workers who live in common dwellings. And this is one reason why there is often an underestimate of foreign workers in the country. And again, DOSOM has another source, which is economic activity census. But that too misses workers who are employed in unregistered businesses. So therefore, again, there has been attempts to combine information from multiple sources. And the World Bank, based on that, has given an estimate of between 2.9 million to 3.2 million foreign workers. And this is, again, an estimate going back to 2017. And the DOSOM estimate is sort of much less than this range.
And generally speaking, what insights to the economy can these numbers give us?
Well, on the flip side, the numbers tell us that Malaysian economy is creating lots of jobs. The overall labor demand is in a way too large for our local workforce to meet on its own. On the flop side, it hints at the presence of a large underground economy where production and economic activities remain unreported or unrecorded. The large number of undocumented workers also highlight the issue of informality, that is, non-compliance with labor laws, such as minimum wages law. Of course, don't forget that undocumented workers in many instances also provide the backbone for illegal activities and illicit trade in our economy.
So having said that, how accurate a picture do the current numbers give us of our labor force? What are its limitations?
So again, DOSOM, Department of Statistics of Government of Malaysia, is responsible for counting everyone in the labor force. And as per DOSOM, a person is classified on the basis of his labor force activity during a reference week of the survey that they conduct. And during that reference week, anyone in the age of 15 to 64 who are either employed or unemployed are counted. So based on this definition, everyone working in Malaysia should be in the labor force. But of course, in reality, the government statistics on labor force remains an underestimate. According to DOSOM, there are 15 million people in Malaysian labor force, of which 13 million are citizens. The remaining 2.2 million are foreigners. But if you add undocumented workers and the kind of estimates I've shared with you, which ranges between 1 million and going at the top all the way up to 4 million, our total labor force, therefore, would range from 16 million to 20 million.
So what then are the knock-on effects of inaccurate statistics? Put simply, why is it important to get these numbers right?
Well, inaccurate data on labor force does create complications for manpower planning as well as long-term economic planning. Take, for instance, five-year plan documents, such as RMK-12, which make critical assumptions about labor shortage in the economy and the required manpower investments to address these issues, including bringing in additional workers from overseas. But there is another reason to get these numbers right. It is to accurately identify all economic activities, which is very important from national income accounting point of view. Without this, we can't get a clear picture on the actual size of the economy and widen the tax base. And again, think of concern over public safety and security in times of crisis such as COVID-19. We need to have accurate statistics to understand the scale of the risk being posed by a certain group of workers and the necessary resources required to mobilize to protect them during times of crisis.
So Jomo Kwame Sundaram said, not taking our undocumented labor force into account distorts our country's estimates of productivity. What are the larger impacts of this?
The distortion partly occurs as the output produced by undocumented workers is mostly in the unrecorded part of the economy. And this violates the rules and conventions of national income accounting, overlooking the output and contribution of foreign workers to the aggregate national production.
And from the perspective of foreign workers, why is it important to track their contributions to our development?
Many foreign workers incur a significant financial and social cost to come to Malaysia, leaving behind their loved ones, for instance. At the same time, they keep our streets clean in Malaysian megacities, and they take up critical jobs in our economy, which local workers avoid as dirty, difficult, and dangerous. You know, for instance, in 2019, 30% of our entire agricultural workforce are comprised of foreign workers. And again, they accounted for more than 20% in both construction and manufacturing sectors. At the macro level, all these add up to make sure that our economy grows without having to suffer from imbalances in the labor market and low skills shortages in labor-intensive sectors. Now, these are critical contributions to nation building, which must not go without recognition. We must not forget that dignity of labor is just as important as pay or work condition. And this cannot be achieved unless we recognize the contribution of workers of all categories, citizens or non-citizens, towards the country's development.
Do we need a new system to gain a more specific understanding of the migrant workforce in Malaysia, and what could that look like?
Well, we certainly need to start with data governance to narrow gaps in estimating irregular foreign workers. As I said before, different government agencies different data on foreign workers. They all need to be brought together. So there are routine administrative sources of data. At the same time, there is information coming from a specially designed surveys conducted by the Malaysian government. But as we speak, there is little interagency coordination. So we need to close collaboration to create an integrated management information system to better utilize existing government data on migrant workers. And one can think of, for instance, also smart ID card for foreign workers. But again, what is critical is to integrate data collection across all government agencies.
Dr. Nias, is there anything you'd like to leave us with?
I want to add for all BFM listeners, we need better data, not just for better economic planning, but also to remove confusion and speculation over migrant workers in Malaysia to regain citizen trust. During COVID, we have seen a lot of confusion. There has been social backlash. There has been calls to send workers back. And this has overlooked the contribution they have made to nation building. So therefore, data is critical, not just for planning purposes, it is also critical to bring about society-wide change in attitude towards foreign workers, who have once again, in my opinion, contributed hugely to Malaysia's journey to a high-income nation. And Professor Jomo has once again reminded us that it is now time for a change in the way we look at migrant workers and in the way we think of their contribution to Malaysian economy.
Prof, thanks for speaking with us today. That was Dr. Nias Asadullah, Southeast Asia Lead at the Global Labour Organization and Professor of Economics at Monash University, Malaysia, talking to us about the the need to get a better understanding of the contribution of migrant workers in Malaysia, but also how many are actually working in our country. You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.